Here's a thought I'll title, Beyond Human Sensitivity. And I have to preface this commentary with a little introductory story. And it has to do with computer printers and my observation from a technological point of view, even reaching before Lenswork when I had my consulting business. I needed a printer that would look professional in my business. So I bought what, at that point, was a very sophisticated printer called a Daisy Wheel printer. And it looked very good, looked very typewriter-ish, and you could change the Daisy Wheel to get different fonts, but you couldn't change the size. And changing from one font to another font was kind of a hassle. So I thought it was a huge improvement when the industry introduced 9-pin dot matrix printers. And with 9 pins, they could make kind of rough-looking letters, but at least you could change the size and the font and etc. And then it wasn't too long before they introduced 24-pin printers, which were better. And shortly after that, we had 150 DPI laser jet printers. I bought one of those. Then those were replaced with 300 PPI laser jet printers, and I bought one of those. And then came the ultimate, the 600 PPI laser jet printers, which were fantastic. They looked as good as typewriting, but you had complete flexibility with fonts and sizes and italics and bolds and all the rest of that. They were just great. And then the most curious thing happened. What had been a technological race for years, from Daisy Wheel to 9-pin to 24-pin to 150 dots to 300 dots to 600 dots, suddenly that was it. There was no advancement in the dots per inch beyond 600. At least, I think there wasn't. I vaguely remember there was a 1200 dot per inch laser jet printer by Hewlett-Packard, but it didn't last very long, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that there are no 1200 DPI laser jets anymore, because eventually the detail that the printer was able to produce was finer than what we could see with the human eye. And has been said so many times before, what the eye doesn't see, the heart doesn't miss. Translate that into photography, and I think there's a parallel that's very accurate. We're told, for example, that hawks have keener eyesight than we humans do. So maybe they could see the ink dots on our digital prints. But we can't, because the technology has exceeded human visual sensitivity, even if we're up close. I can see the dots once I use a magnifier or a loupe, but with my naked eye, even with my corrective glasses, I can't see the dots in my inkjet prints. And there's a very interesting and funny thing that happens once the technology exceeds the ability of the human sensitivity, and that is the race for greater sensitivity ceases and the emphasis of improvement changes to things like ergonomics and convenience and speed rather than more dots per inch. I think exactly the same thing is happening in photography with megapixels, with dots per inch on our inkjet printers, that we are very quickly, if not there already, exceeding the human sensitivity to perceive the improvements in technology. So what's likely to happen in the future, I predict, is that we're going to see less of a race for megapixels because we just don't need any more. Maybe even less emphasis on frames per second. And what will become the emphasis in the future are things like ergonomics and convenience and maybe voice commands like we have on our phone. There will be other things that the manufacturers have to pursue in order to cultivate new sales and new customers because they've been so successful in the race of the last 25 years that we are now fast approaching the line where human sensitivity will be exceeded. And invariably, in technology, when that happens, the emphasis of improvement in technology always shifts to things that we are still sensitive to, like convenience, ergonomics, customization, ease of operation, simplicity, and even lower prices. It'll be interesting to see, but I guess the one thing that we can all agree on is that the manufacturers will continue to push the technology. It just may not be in the same direction it's been pushed in for the last 20 years.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.